UN Human Rights Envoy Paulo Sergio Pinheiro spent 5 days in Burma on a mission to see the extent of human rights violations committed during and after the Burmese military government's crackdown on peaceful pro-democracy demonstrators in September. His visit was tightly controlled by Burmese authorities. In the end, Pinheiro emerged with an updated figure on the number of dead. He said the Burma government told him 14 Burmese nationals were killed in the unrest, up from the previous official figure of 10. Pinheiro says he is not in a position to say whether the updated figure is accurate. Many international observers estimate the actual number of dead is much higher. Speaking to reporters in Bangkok Friday, Pinheiro said he recommends that the international community continue to put Burma high on its agenda and coordinate efforts to address the plight of Burma's people.
The international community is supposed to do this, to honor these young people, those women and students, the monks, that assume enormous risks in going to the streets to participate, to fight for the freedom of assembly, the freedom of opinion. Then I think this is a moment for the international community to show some competence, some professionalism in terms of addressing the issues that the protesters were asking.
Pinheiro's visit comes ahead of a summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, in Singapore, where Burma's neighbors are expected to discuss the approach to take in response to the crackdown. Human rights advocates say hundreds, perhaps thousands of people have been rounded up since the crackdown. During his visit to Burma, the UN envoy was allowed to visit Rangoon's notorious insane prison, where many political prisoners are held. He met with some dissidents, but was not allowed to see opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has been under house arrest for most of the past 18 years. Pinheiro on Friday called on the Burmese government to release those who remain in prison. He is due to present a full report to the United Nations on December 11th. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.